Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
How you doing?
Birthday girl Pam's over here.
Hello, and thank you.
And Phil's over there.
Yeet.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday to you.
Have a lunch.
Thank you.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
Tomorrow, I think I'm going to go to New York City. And then next week, I have some plans with my friends. Eat some dinner and see some baby.
What? No, she meant to eat some baby and see some dinner.
I'm glad she didn't say eat some baby and
eat
see some dinner.
Baby. The other what? Meat.
So what does that mean?
One of my friends recently had a baby, so she's still like in, you know, hanging out at home and people come to her.
Right. So one got stuffed, the rest are going to get stuffed.
Yeah, so we're going to go to her house and celebrate at her house.
Gotcha.
My friend's just made
put a candle on the cake and blow it at the kid.
I love New York City. What are you going to do there?
Probably eat somewhere. That's the number one goal.
Yeah.
But I don't know where. So every time I go there, I just kind of walk around until something looks good.
Wow, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Pushcart, large
pretzel.
I don't
go with plans.
Yeah.
So do you go like within like a certain radius of like Grand Central, or do you get in a cab and like drop off
sometimes
in a neighborhood?
Sometimes I'll do that, yeah. Or sometimes I'll just walk, but mostly like I don't have any plan.
Well, you're looking
you just
for
go
like
and
pizza or like Chinese food or just whatever.
Whatever.
No plan.
Whatever, yeah.
I ate New York.
I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
It'll be a good weekend for it.
Thank you.
Yeah. We had a lot of pizza here today.
Yes, we did.
Holy crap.
First time I've seen pizza that I could actually eat in a while.
It's Pepe's Pizza. It's like the best pizza in America.
The pizza, yes.
Right. It ends up on every list.
Exactly.
Yep.
And here the guy, the owner, makes it and brings it into us.
Exactly.
We're very blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
And I couldn't stop eating. I told myself on the way in, I had a little talk with myself on the way in.
What did it sound like?
I was like, I'm only having one slice.
Bullshit!
We're like, Chaz!
That's what I said.
Were you looking at yourself in the mirror, like in the rearview mirror?
Bullshit!
Nah, it's too dark.
Bullshit!
That's what was happening.
How many
did you
have?
Part of my brain, I had three.
That's not bad.
For you, it's not bad.
But the two sausage slices were very heavy. It was like having two.
Yeah, of course.
And it's Good Friday,
exactly.
And I eat meat.
Oops.
Right.
Go to hell!
So last night I went to dinner with Jennifer and I told myself I'm going to eat right. And then, of course, I didn't.
You left?
Yeah. I have some problem with eating and I can't fucking stop.
You got eating disorder.
Because it's good.
Well, I keep thinking this is the week I'm going to start. I'm going to get back.
Right. I'm going to eat this order, that order, this order, that order.
Not happening.
This order.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all right. You work out, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd like to be in better shape than I am.
We all would.
I think we all would. Yeah,
yeah, of course. Mm. Well, I haven't seen your
Me too,
nuts
man.
And spinach lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Phil's working on wash tub abs.
Feels good.
Yeah, what happened with,
kept
your working out?
Yeah, what happened to your yoga thing?
Yeah,
I thought
that
was like became
it?
Yogurt. It sounded like a conga drum over here.
Are you done doing yoga?
I'm not done. I just fell out of the routine.
Taking a break.
No, you know what happened? Honestly, you get busy. So I'm in like a bunch of weddings. Andrew just got married. I was in his wedding. There was the stag party. There was the bachelor party. There was all this. You got to go get fitted for that. And you just get busy. And then like when you have a day to like not be busy, all you want to do is rest. Like the schedule. So
watch TV.
I fell out of a routine and I got to get back into it as well.
My thing is motivation. You know, when I was dating, there was real motivation to look good when my shirt came off.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like,
yeah,
Jennifer
matter.
Accepts me. She, you know, here's something. This is a thing too. She tries to fatten me up. I think
really?
She's like, you know how people like they're trying to fatten up the bird for Thanksgiving,
right?
You know, I think she like keeps me like off the hot end of the scale.
You're her little butterball,
like, fatty. Yeah, that's right. And she like, she'll ask for a dessert menu when she's not going to have dessert. She'll make all kinds of good shit when she doesn't have a bite of it.
She's
like,
eat it.
Here. It's like a drug dealer.
Yep.
The first one's free. Next thing you know, you pay for it.
I know what she's up to.
That's the best kind of drug dealer, though. Let's be honest.
She's saying, where's your insurance policy again?
That's
How's your blood pressure? Good?
Yeah. And we're talking about food. We talked to Ann Wilson of Heart.
Yes.
And all I kept thinking is, I'm not going to bring up her weight problem.
No.
And I'm not going to bring up food.
Well,
those
you know,
two
heart,
things.
Heart is short for hearty appetite.
Heart attack.
I'm not going to bring it up.
Right.
And who brings up food? Ann Wilson.
Of course she does.
Right.
In her defense, she's between meals.
we're going to play this little clip of her talking about food. Well, my brother saw Heart open for Jeff Beck and said, and I mean nothing but respect to Jeff Beck, but you guys blew him off the stage. Did you guys ever get kicked off of a tour because you were too good?
No. That never happened. We got kicked off of, we got fired from a club because we were saying nasty things about their food one time.
The food critics.
Yeah. Like, what was wrong with the food? Do you remember?
Yeah, what happened?
It tasted like Pine Sol.
Oh.
So.
It was Pine Sol.
And I think I said that from the stage.
Right.
The owner of the club hated it and fired us.
Right.
So, you know.
And then the next thing you know,
right,
he turns on the radio.
There you are.
Yeah. Like, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Damn it.
That's right.
Okay, so random. The food tasted like Pine Sol.
Right. Yeah, well, that's because they wanted her to stop eating, so they put Pine Sol in there.
Oh, the restaurant put it in to get her to stop.
That's her fifth helping. You got to stop her. Put the Pine Sol in there.
You got to serve other customers.
Right. They were nervous she was going to put a dent in the stage.
Every time she farts, but like Febreze.
She was really hot.
She was.
Oh, my God.
Right.
So crazy hot.
Yep.
Now she looks like crazy old cat lady.
That's fucking mean. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Crazy had an old, edge all day today.
I've been real
crazy
mean all
old
day.
Cat lady.
Someone took the bitches back.
You should have heard what she was saying about Taylor Williamson earlier.
Really?
No.
What?
No, what were you saying? No.
It was me and AJ. Sorry.
Oh, the bus line's coming through here again. Pam bus line, go ahead. Finish the story. Like,
wah, wah.
So I said, Taylor Williamson, is he? I can't even say it. It's not that funny. But it's
not.
Right.
It's
mean.
It's
not funny. It's mean.
All right, go ahead. Say it.
Taylor.
I don't remember.
Taylor Williamson, is he? What's there?
Why are you cracking yourself up?
Is Taylor Williamson related to George Jepson?
Oh, because they stuttered.
Don't me, was that police? So mean.
So I was setting up the cameras, and I walk in, and how hard she's laughing right now is what's going on. So I just go, what happened? So she spits out that line. Oh, is Taylor Williamson related to George Jepson? And starts dying laughing. So I heard a little bit of it, but I didn't catch like the full thing until I had walked in to turn the cameras off after that first segment, and he was had just asked you, Chaz, about the Joe Lieberman thing. So I don't know what you were talking about, but all I hear is you go, 140 delegates! And then he goes to make a point, and all I heard was, yeah, you know, it's, I don't want to really, it's not anything about my political stance, but, you know, the thing is, and I just, I left. I'm like, that's all that I heard.
So
that's
so
basically,
I love him.
He sounds like Woody Allen.
Yeah.
That one time, yeah.
Really nice guy.
Yes.
Very nice guy. Very funny.
Really nice.
Yeah, we love him. He's very fun.
He's like the definition of like a scatterbrain, though. Like you could see, I was trying to tell him like to sit down, and he's like, "Oh wow, the studios are big." I'm like, "Yeah, why don't you sit in the chair in the studio that's so big?"
Yeah, and it, you know, for radio, I like to have a direction.
Yeah,
and it was one of those.
You it's a
hand
battle.
Him the steering wheel, and he lets go of it. Sometimes that's fun. Sometimes it's all right. Let's get it back on the road.
Right.
But I like how you fuckers don't come in when we have guests like this in the studio. Like, you leave me alone in the studio with them.
I had to
come in and visit.
We were tweeting. We were doing the work.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's, oh, we're working.
We were working.
Well, it's tough on Friday. I got to write all
you're
the guests
really
in this week.
I'm making fun of him and being mean.
I remember
we
another one.
But we were still working during
one.
It. We made fun and worked at the same time.
Me and Angie went back and forth. This next joke by Taylor Williamson will be presented to you as a form of a dolphin.
And then
Morse
code.
This next joke comes to you in form of
it. Meanwhile, he's in the studio telling me what nice people we are, how much he enjoys the show. He's done so many radio shows. This is like his favorite radio show.
We kick
and you're in there.
We kick because we love him.
Terrible people.
Comparing him to George Jepson.
There's another one.
There's another one.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys were really busy working in the studio.
We worked and ranked at the same time. We're good that way.
We could work, do so many things at the same time.
You can't even speak and laugh at the same time.
This next joke will be delivered to you in the form of a sped up version of Chaz's laugh.
She's killing herself. She's an audience of one right now. She's simultaneously her own audience.
She's the
and
comedian
the performer.
And the audience.
We had comics.
Wow. All right.
We came in a few times.
Well, he was a lot of fun.
I do love
Little
him.
Little did he know. He was getting his ass kicked in the
he
monkey
knows.
Cage.
That's his shtick, though.
Exactly.
That's his thing.
I told him the Mitch Hedberg story.
I saw you talking about that. I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. Yeah.
Bad juju.
Hey, bad juju.
Well, I'm halfway into the story, and he says, oh, Mitch Hedberg was my childhood idol.
Oh, hi, I killed him.
You're not going to like this story.
Yeah, hi, I killed him.
Yeah, so I told the story about having Mitch Hedberg on. We're halfway into the interview. It's not really going well. You could tell he's not putting effort into it.
Right.
So I say, so what's your shtick? Totally insulted by that. He was so offended. Yep. He's like, that's the worst thing you can ask a comedian. It's like asking a magician what his trip. And he goes crazy.
He went nuts.
And then hangs up on us.
Oh.
And then a week later, and I think actually it was days later.
It wasn't that long.
He died of an aneurysm.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You gave it to him.
He was writing in blood. C-H-A.
Hey. The last part was like, ugh.
Thank God he died. Forget the AJ part.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Right before he died, he sounded like a dolphin.
More of that this weekend.
Brian Jesher.
That's right.
Yep.
Lilo Brancato. Any thoughts on that?
You know, loved the movie, super, super fan of his. What happened is just completely sad and tragic.
So he was in Bronx Tale, did a brilliant job.
Brilliant.
He was in The Sopranos, and then he got messed up with drugs. He was involved in a robbery that resulted in the death of an off-duty officer.
Yep.
He comes on the show. You know, all of us on the show have different feelings about having him on. Now, I wish that we could have taken that robbery part out of it and just started with, let's have AJ talk to this guy about a Bronx Tale.
Right.
I have to tell you, that would have been the best fucking interview.
Loved the movie. Loved it. See it so many
you're
times.
Such a fan. Phil's such a fan. Like, he was so good in it. Like, that would have been so great. I'm doing research on this guy. I'm like, there's no fucking way I start with that. And then we, by the way, this happened. A cop died while you were breaking into a house and the freaking dude you were with shot him in the heart. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. We're major fans of the police and it would not have been right.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I think that's the right move.
It's just sad. It's the whole thing's sad.
It's sad. And what's interesting and, like you couldn't hear this while the show was going on. But AJ found that clip at the end of A Bronx Tale.
Yep.
Where he's talking about your actions.
Wasted talent.
Right. It's talking about your actions, your choices in life.
It was ironic.
Wasted talent. And it was a paragraph that could have described exactly what happened to this guy.
And you said it was almost like foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he didn't listen to his own
advice
thoughts.
From the movie.
What you said.
Right.
Yeah. The last part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The message that you're supposed to
this
take
was the
from this
was
entire
the
movie.
Message.
This is it. This is the moral. This is the moral of the story here.
So we play it for him on the air, and I didn't realize it. And we start talking after the clip, and I said, yeah, it was foretelling. And he starts talking. I look at him, and he's all teared up.
Yep.
Yeah.
He got emotional listening to the clip.
Yep. He knows. He fucked up.
He knows, yeah.
I think we have video of it, and I think Phil's going to post it as a video sometime this week.
We're working on it. There was a lot with him. I mean, we taped. It's rare that we usually videotape more than 20 minutes at a time with a guest the entire hour and a half that he was in. You know, whether you agree that he's on the right path now or whether you're not sure if he's being entirely, you know, truthful in what he's saying,
just acting again.
It was certainly compelling. So that was why I kept running the tape, because you never know when something's going to happen. So we got a lot to sort through.
Yeah, and the other reason, I was poking him so hard, like it was possible that he was going to come over the counter.
Right, never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I had a couple people say, yeah, I just heard the podcast, and I'm surprised he didn't climb over the counter and beat the shit out of you.
Right.
You know, it's funny you say that, because, you know, during his visit, we're getting calls from people, and people are upset, and they want to listen to the show, and they want to call in and participate. And if you miss at 7:30 how we started the whole thing, basically, Chaz, you saying, like, look, there were people that are here in this studio today that didn't want you to be here.
Yeah.
they miss that, and then they just hear that he's on the air like, Chaz and AJ are dirtbags for even giving this guy airtime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People get mad, and then I say, hey, why don't you hold on, and then they hang up. Like, yeah, they don't want to go, yeah. But people don't listen. They hear something in just an instant, and that's all that they use to base their entire opinion on, and they don't even want to hear what the truth is. They don't want to listen. So from that respect, I understand how it could be difficult for Lilo to even move forward, being that there is a side to his story, whether you want to agree with him or not. It's hard to now move forward when people have already made up their mind about a lot of this. And he did go to jail and someone is dead.
Right.
And you can't go backwards. He's just trying to move forwards. It's a difficult process.
He didn't sound like he took responsibility. He didn't sound like he was actually sorry
for anything but the drugs.
And he tried to explain that to me off the air. And I don't know what I can, you know, I could say that this may or may not be true. But he said, you know, there's a wrongful death suit coming, so he can't apologize. He can't say that it was a robbery.
Right.
He can't say, like, there's a lot of stuff. But the reality of it is we all know that he was just trying to get that dark cloud away from him so he can get back into acting.
Got a long road ahead.
Yeah.
The whole thing's just sad.
Yeah.
He wants to make a life for himself. He does.
Do the right thing.
Yeah, I want to end on a happy note. And the next thing I have on my notes that I want to talk about is the woman who was hit by a truck. And it's really
Well,
it's a happy ending. She's fine.
Yeah, she's
fine.
All good.
It's a freaking miracle.
Oh, my God. That was another compelling interview.
She ran out of blood. Her heart stopped beating. She ran out of blood.
Yeah.
Her body was literally ripped in half.
She should not be here. She's proof that miracles do happen. So that is a high note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a walking miracle, right?
Thank you.
So, what else can we throw in there?
The bus story, Pam and Phil.
Speaking of a bus, didn't someone get someone in trouble?
That's a terrible segue.
No. What was the truck?
I don't. I disagree with that. I think it's an excellent.
Oh my God.
How do I go from you saying she was ripped in half?
She got hit by a truck, though.
All right, I want to end on a funny note.
Yeah, so start spelling.
Yeah, she was ripped in half. I'm like, all right, I don't
know. She was. Okay. She showed us the scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah. She's good. She's fine now.
What happened?
I like that you just went for it.
She's still in it.
Yeah, let's just do it. Jam the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
So yesterday I'm working and Phil comes, whenever there's food out in the kitchen, Phil and I give each other a heads up. So Phil comes into the office and he has a plate full of sandwiches and tortellini pasta.
I think
salad.
I've seen some social media on this.
Fatter. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So he says, hurry up, there's food in the kitchen. There's not a lot. So I go in the kitchen, and there's a bunch of managers there, like department heads. So I see the whole big plate of sandwiches, and I announce myself, and I'm like, ooh, look at all these sandwiches. And I'm making a
whole
big...
You announce yourself?
Not like, hi, Pam's here. I meant like, I didn't really announce myself.
Usually just
I don't
farts.
Know, I'm using the wrong phrase.
Okay.
Like, I'm loud.
Yeah.
And I'm making like a whole big to-do. Like, yay, I love when there's free food here.
Exactly.
And I'm like, you know, making a whole scene of it.
Let them know you're on the way.
Right. So standing there. There's all the managers everywhere in this kitchen, except for the big bosses. So I'm looking at these sandwiches. Chris and Keith are not there yet.
Okay, everyone else is there.
Everyone else is there. So I'm like, ooh, which one do I want? Which one do I want? Do I want ham? Do I want turkey? Ooh, do I want seafood salad? Making a whole production. So I finally put the seafood salad on my plate, and I'm about to dip into the tortellini salad when Megan, the new girl that just started, comes in, runs in, does the same thing as I do. Yay, free food! I've never seen myself run as fast as I've run right now for free food. So we're both digging into the food, and Sharon, the office manager, starts yelling at us. This is not for you guys. This is for the department heads. These are for the man. We're having a meeting. There's not enough food. You guys can't just take food. And I'm standing there waiting.
And here comes the bus that hit Philly the kid.
Right.
And I go, Phil told me it was free food. He told me to come get it.
So that's exactly what I told her. That's
exactly
what I said. So I'm in the kitchen, and I have coffee mugs that I keep in the studio, and I clean them with the hot water. So I'm out there, and all of a sudden, all the food just starts coming in. And there's like three people in there. It's Sharon, you know, who yelled at Pam, Stu Gorlick, who's like our head sales guy, and Angela, who's office is right next to the kitchen. She's constantly like coming in, like getting water, tea, whatever. So it's not rare to see this collection of people in the kitchen at the same time.
Right.
So I just kind of make like a comment like, ooh, sandwiches. And Stu, who I could not tell if he was fucking with me or not, just goes, yeah, they're not for you, Phil. And like everyone just kind of starts laughing. So I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll just take my empty coffee cup and just go back to my studio. He goes, Phil, just take some food. It's fine. I was joking. Or something along those lines. Right. I can't remember exactly what he said, because now I'm trying to gauge between Sharon and
AJ,
Angela.
Are you bored right now?
No, I'm listening to the story.
Oh, okay.
He's been talking for a while.
I
didn't talk even half as long as
Pam. I'm just saying.
Listen, I didn't paint the picture.
I just saw AJ like keel over in the corner. You're
going to
take a nap.
Oh, no. He's talking.
He was bending over.
All right.
So you're saying?
All right.
So
they hate our story.
I grab a sandwich and I get some pasta and I go and I tell Pam that there's food, and then I come and I tell Megan and I tell Andrew. Andrew also got yelled at, by the way.
Yeah.
So everybody comes out into the kitchen and Sharon is like, this isn't, it's for the, like if Stu had just been like, hey, there's a meeting going on. The food's supposed to be in there. It came late. Just wait till afterwards.
It's Stuart's fault.
I think so. Because I even looked at Sharon. I'm like, Sharon, like if you had just said to me, this food is for the meeting, I would have just walked away.
It's funny with Pam. Do you hear how fast she said yes?
But I didn't know.
If Stu Gorlick was in this room right now, she would blame someone who wasn't in the room.
No,
right
I
now.
Wouldn't. Because
yes, would.
I didn't know the Stu Gorlick's part until after I threw Phil under
the
bus.
Can you call Stuart right now?
Yeah. Hold on.
Stuart?
Yeah, I call him Stuart.
Really?
I need headphones to hear him, though.
Yeah, forget it. He's not worth it.
I know. I'm going to get in those same things.
Yeah, hi, Stu.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was Phil's fault, and I called him out. Until I came in here and I told Phil the story, and he's like, oh, and he told me the Stu part. I go, well, Stu fucked up. He did this.
But hold on, Pam. Did I get upset, or like, I was sitting here eating food and I felt awful. I was apologizing.
Well, the best part was you AJ's had bored. Food, I had food, and poor Megan, the new girl, didn't even get any because they wouldn't let her take any.
So yeah. New girl got yelled at.
I don't know about her.
Right.
Oh, the last unicorn?
Yeah.
Did we ever talk
so
about that?
So we have
that?
This staff meeting. They introduce her. Keith says, tell us, I don't know, what your favorite movie is. And she's like,
You're going to judge me. You're going to judge me first.
The last unicorn.
Said, last unicorn.
Why would you say that? Even if it's true. Why would you say that?
Unless you wrote the movie. Like, who cares?
Maybe that's because my aunt was in the movie.
All right, that makes sense.
Then. Maybe she's just brutally honest. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Did we ever look up what that movie was?
It's an animated movie, like The Little Toaster or something.
Actually, I saw the porn version. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, that's the version I want to see.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Happy Easter.
That would help us. Mm-hmm. And then what would help us even more is if you comment in the section, because then it's easier to find us when people search.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Exactly. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter!
And we'll see you Monday.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.